Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Metzorah Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Parshas Metzorah. This is the topic of the more affordable atonement. Our Aliyah is 12 Pesukim long, running from Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yechov Alef Tuch Lamed Beis. The topic of our Aliyah generally is about a person who is Dalhu, a person who is impoverished. They ain yodom haseges. He cannot afford a regular korban. So in this case, instead of bringing two kvasim, two lambs, or for the atonement, rather he is going to bring one lamb for atonement and the accompanying meal offerings. Ushtei torim oshnei bnei yona asher tisig yodai. Then he'll bring two birds instead of the other sacrifice. One will be a chatas, and the one will be an olah, the one will be a sin offering, the one will be a burnt offering. Then he'll bring them on the eighth day, and he'll bring them to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the kohen will, and he goes through this whole process of how he will now take, he will do a waving with this, and do the sacrificing, and again putting it on the extreme of the body, on the ear and the hands and the foot, and the whole process of the purification, and the rest of the oil going on the palm of the coin, and then his finger, and on the, and sprinkling it, and on the head of the coin, and repetition, everything else. Just the difference is, with instead of it being a lamb in this case, it is now with birds. So a few basic questions. Number one is we have this notion of what's called a korban ole v'yored, a korban which has a sliding scale. In terms of affordability, we've seen this at the end of Parshas Vayikra, that towards the end of the parasha talks about a korban in which a person is not able to afford, and then there is the ability to be able to bring a lesser korban if they cannot afford it. But what is interesting over here is there seems to be an emphasis on im dalhu, the person is poor, v'ein yodom asekas, and he cannot afford it. So why does the Torah need to repeat here in this case that this person is impoverished and cannot afford it? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh goes into the Gemaras over here that describe that this perhaps is to talk about two stages in which the person may be impoverished. Whether the person, let's say, at the time of sin was impoverished, but later on when it comes time to bring the korban, the person has come and got upon good fortune, or vice versa. Let's say the person was in a time of good fortune, and then at this point in time is now impoverished. In both cases, we'll be able to view this person as im dalhu or en yodom haseges, that if they the person is able to rely on the fact of being in a state of need, whether at the beginning or at the state or at the end of the state. However, Rav Sorotzin says think about this from the following perspective. Here you have an individual who has contracted psoriasis. Psoriasis is caused by one of seven sins which we examined in Parshas Tazria. But generally speaking, underpinning of all of those sins is a certain degree of selfishness. Person is living a narcissistic lifestyle. They talk about other people. They only care about other people. They're arrogant. They swear falsely. All kinds of immorality, God forbid, murder. All, these are all very, so to speak, selfish crimes. And here's the funny thing. Here you have a person who doesn't have enough money to bring a korban, and yet they were selfish. Here's a person who committed a crime, as one of the crimes of a person who's a metzora is by being gasei ruach, being haughty of spirit, which is fascinating. A person who is so impoverished and yet so haughty. The Gemara in Pesachim says that one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, one type of person Hashem really hates, is dal go'er, a person who is impoverished but arrogant. And I would argue that this doesn't just mean to say I'm financially impoverished. It could mean emotionally, psychologically, socially impoverished. A person has not spent time developing themselves. They may be good at certain things in life, but the other times they're really infants. They haven't yet worked or gotten to the next level in terms of self-development. And they're impoverished in that arena, and yet they're arrogant upon others who've done far more work than themselves in life as well. That is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot stand, is a person who is arrogant in a state when they are far from perfect themselves. And yet, you see an amazing thing, says the Rav Sorotzkin, you see an amazing thing. Even though this person put themselves into this situation, they chose to act haughtily, even though they had no reason to be acting haughtily, and they received this plague, Hashem still gives them the ability to get out of it in an easier way. He still gives them the ability to bring a korban which is easier to afford. That shows you the degree of mercy of Hashem upon somebody who really in a certain sense, does not deserve it. However, it is important to see that you see he only brings one of the karbanos is switched with birds, but the other karban asham is still the same. And as Rav Hirsch points out, the reason why that stays the same is to remind ourselves that ultimately moral corruption is equal whether a person is rich or if a person is poor. There's no way that a person can excuse their lifestyle based on the fact that they were rich or based on the fact that they were poor. It's still the same korban. The Torah does have a degree of mercy on a person who cannot afford things, and the Torah will give us a little bit of space and wiggle room. But ultimately, when it comes down to the basic element of corruption and self-corruption, everybody stands on the same platform. There's no easy way out. And that's what's being taught to us over here. So many important lessons to be learned, even when just examining the types of korbanos brought by a mitzvah. With this, we conclude. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.